can turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14 today. I see that there's some new people here today. God bless you. I know that we're doing a series, so I'd like to briefly fight this. I'm talking about this particular series. The series is called Love Well. As we love well, what we're referring to, we want to love other people well. It's a great desire for us to love people as opposed to. At the point where we're at is to first, before loving other people, relationship is with God. How do we love? I was on Facebook just the other day, and I was at Western Bible study. And I came across a read, and it said, "Lord, I want to learn to serve you more. And when I think of this series, I wanted to put on there and just kind of scratch out. For some of us, we need to, and this is my heart's desire, this is speaking to me. I want to learn to love Him. So when we look at the title of this passage or this particular sermon, it's fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. My question is, how do we have a relationship that's fellowship, right? We have this fellowship. I think that's key. Sometimes I forget to moving on and serving and doing to sit with God. Love Him, genuine, heartfelt. It's really true. So, now I'm going to show you this video. This is a video, if I may. It's a secular movie that talks about God. It has Morgan Freeman in it and Jim Carrey. It's called Bruce Almighty. Some of y'all have seen this. But it sort of talks about God a little bit. I'm going to give you the scene. He's about to drive up into this warehouse. But Morgan Freeman is acting as God. He's acting as God. And Bruce is a newscaster, and he's supposed to get a promotion. He doesn't get the promotion. So he tells God, in sort of his prayer, "God, I should be promoted, and I'm not promoted. You should be fired. Let me do your job. You don't know what you're doing." So what does God do? He answers him, "Okay, fine. You do my job. See how hard my job is." Because God's not going to let you do His job at all, by any means. You never try to be God. You never think to be God. But He says, fine. So He summons him. He calls him. And this is where we're about to get to, where He calls him. So we'll just watch this video clip in just a second and see.
Omnipresence. Oh yeah. Glass is half full.
Oh jeez! Oh! Come on! Look! What is that? What is that?
God! Jeez!
Thank you. Thank you again.
You're looking for room 7.
Yeah, I figured.
You want me to even those up for you?
How do I get to room 7?
That'll be on the 7th floor. Stairs right over there.
I'd rather take the elevator.
Out of order.
I love the stairs, though. They were my second choice.
Do you mind giving me a hand with this floor?
What? That's good.
Are you serious?
Oh, I'm kind of busy. Rain check.
I'll hold you to it.
I'm free on the 7th! That's 7!
7th, that's 7 it is.
This looks promising.
Hello?
Another gigantic, ginormic waste of my life.
Hello? Yo, I'm looking for whoever runs this joint.
Be right with you. I'm trying to fix a light. Tell me if it's working.
Yeah, seems to be. Kind of bright, though.
Yeah, it is for most people. Spend their lives in the dark, trying to hide from me.
Well, the elevator's broken, huh?
Yeah, but I'll get around.
You installed the clapper?
No, but catch a dingle, isn't it?
Clap on, clap on, clap on, clap on, the clapper.
Just can't get it out of my head, man.
Good luck with that. Gotta go now.
Okay, but the boss will be right out. You must be Bruce.
Oh, and of course, the reason why I show this view is quite interesting. I don't know about you, but I subscribe to a doctrinal view called the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And as we see this video, we see Morgan Freeman as God in a Trinitarian perspective. Now, I'm going to kind of change your mindset here. I don't know how confusing you will be, and I hope I don't confuse you. Well, that was not the Trinity. That was not a Trinitarian perspective. That was what we would call in the 4th century a heresy called Sabellianism. Sabellianism is when you say, well, God in the Old Testament was called Jehovah or Yahweh, or Elohim. Then he stops being God. He takes off his clothes, so to speak. He gets long hair and becomes a man. And he says, now I'm Jesus. And then after he dies on the cross, he says, okay, no longer am I Jesus. God is, Elohim is not present anymore. I'm going to change my clothes like he did there. And now I am the Holy Spirit. That's called Sabellianism. That's not Trinity. Trinity means there are three persons or three entities, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, one substance. Confused you? That's okay, because I don't fully understand him either. How he does that, I don't know. Why he does that, I don't know. Some people say, your religion's confusing. I want to serve one God. You say you one God, but you look like you have three gods. No, one God, one substance. How are they fully 100% those things? I'm not sure. I'm not sure how they do that. Ask God when you get there. Why he does that, I'm not sure. But here's the point on the video that I'm trying to, you know, so don't get hung up on that. You're like, today's sermon is Trinity. No, it's not about Trinity. It's about fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. The reason why I brought that up is we need to know who God is. You need to know who God is so that you can fellowship and love Him well. How can you love somebody you're going to know God fully and 100%, just remember, He's endless. When you get there, tell me. Here's the point. We need to understand those three things. Look to the passage now. So we turn 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. It says here, may the grace, and if you have your Bible, please open that up here as well. This is what the Bible passage says. May the grace of the Lord, Jesus Christ, in the love of God, just a second, fellowship. He's fellowshipping. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Those are his last words in the book of 2 Corinthians. Paul's letter to the people. He's using a Trinitarian perspective there. Is the word Trinity in the Bible? No. Does he say God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit? Yes, and we're going to take a passage today and talk about how the Holy Spirit is God. Now we need to fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Restoration that surpasses all understanding. I'm telling you, the first thing that we need to do is just an example. This is how I grew up. Six denominations I was part of growing up. Assemblies of God, charismatic, just a variety of different Church of God, and of course, seeing a lot of different things. And this is how I used to pray. Pray as well. I think, Lord God, Father, would you bless this food? Also bless their hands. Prepare this food. In your wonderful name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. God the Father is addressed. Jesus is addressed. Lord, grace the Heavenly Father. We don't pray to the Holy Spirit. It sounds very awkward because we are trained, whoever had taught us, how to pray. And I do the same thing with Tice. And now I'm with Tice sometimes. I'll say, let's pray, Tice. Holy Spirit, I ask that you guide, counsel. Counsel. Using those passages, I'm specifically speaking to him. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit are three persons in one substance. They're fully equal. Jesus is God. God is Jesus. Jesus came down on the cross for us. Jesus said, I'm going to leave you another counselor, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is Jesus. The Holy Spirit is God. We can't fathom that around our brain because we're not used to it. We don't pray this way. We don't say, Holy Spirit, I want to pray. We would say something like this. And now, Pastor, you're starting to be a little bit technical. Not being technical. I'm doing the best to be excellent for God. We all do the excellence for God. I would pray such a way, and I'd say, Lord God, Heavenly Father, I pray, and I'm going through difficult times, as you know. I pray that way you will send power of the Holy Spirit. Sounds fairly normal. But you use the word your, which means possessive. We're taking God the Father and saying, your Holy Spirit thing, can you send that thing? First of all, I've already sent it. Sent that already. Second of all, it's not an it. It's a he. The Holy Spirit is God. So, here's some points I do want to address as obviously it's up here. The Holy Spirit is God. Well, it is a he, it's not a it. These are three things I'm going to kind of address through these passages, John chapter 14, 16, and also in 2 Corinthians. The Holy Spirit will not contradict the Bible, rather lead us to the gospel of Jesus. Philippians 1:27. He's not going to contradict itself. And finally, what is this fellowship thing? We always talk about this word fellowship. Holy Spirit. You turn with me to John chapter 14, verse 16 to 17. I also have it up here, but if you have your Bible, I challenge you first and foremost to use your Bible first. These are people who don't have their Bibles, have pew Bibles. The chairs, please use these as well. Here's what it says in John chapter 14, 16 through 17, and also John chapter 16 through 7. Again, here's what we're addressing. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is a he. And not an it. Verse 16 says, well, ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. And then John chapter 16, verse 7, Jesus starts to speak now, and he's speaking of this other counselor, this advocate, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. He's speaking of him. And here's what he says, very, very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Where's he going away? He's going to die on the cross for your sins. Right? That's what he's talking about. I don't get it. don't get it, I understand, but you will. Because very truly, I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away, unless I go away. In other words, if I don't go away, unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I do go, if I go, I will send him to you. There's a lot of course, this is a he, it's not an it. It's not just a power. The Holy Spirit's not just a power. I'm going to use your power, God. Give me your power. No. Holy Spirit, work in me. Speak to me. Now, I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of different spirits in this world. Whether we know it or not, there's a lot of evil spirits in this world. There's only one Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. Now, this Holy Spirit, as we're all familiar with this, created the universe, created thoughts, created the world, created the heavens, created everything out of nothing. We've mentioned this Holy Spirit. Now, there's other spirits. This is the Holy Spirit. This is what he's referring to. This is the one that's in you. That's powerful. I don't think you really understand, as Christians, if you accepted Christ, I don't think you understand how powerful God has given you the opportunity to be. Many of us feel defeated. Now, I preached this 2 weeks ago, body, soul, and spirit. You're not defeated in the spirit. You're defeated in the body and soul until the day of his coming. But the spirit, I am telling you, you have such glory that you don't understand. I don't understand. That's why it's so important for us to fellowship with who is in us, the Holy Spirit. Whether you're in the Philippines 2 years from now, amen, brother, or if you stay here. Those problems will chase you there, and they'll chase you here. A bunch of different spirits in this world that I'm talking about. Holy Spirit. He's your counsel. He's your guide. And he's your help. So the question is, how do we fellowship? How do we cultivate this? I'm telling you right now, the first thing we're talking about today is we cannot cultivate this. Because all we want is the answer. Just show me how to do it, Pastor. That's all I want. No, you have to love him well. And you can't love him well if you've never addressed him. Don't worry, I'm guilty too. Most of my life, I've never addressed the Holy Spirit. I've never talked about it. I address him as God. Holy Spirit, I need you. I said, Jesus, I'm not saying it's wrong. He's given you. Unless I go, I will give you an advocate. Well, I don't want to hear that part, Jesus. You didn't give me nobody. Don't worry about this passage, Lord. He's given you the cross of justification. Now he's given you power. He's singing a song. There's power. There is. Absolutely is. Well, how do you know the Holy Spirit is God? Where does it say up there that the Holy Spirit's God? I don't see it saying the Holy Spirit is God. This is where it gets a little bit difficult. I don't know what you're talking about, Pastor. Word another. Another, okay. I'm drinking this water. I'm speaking. My throat's dry. I drop it all over the ground. Somebody give me another drink. Would you give me another drink, Ron? I love you, brother. You're a good guy. He comes back. He gives me another drink. Another drink. That doesn't look the same. That's not the same. That's another drink. He's another. The word another here in Greek, there's two different anothers. The another could be used as different another or the same another. The word that he's using here is the same another. Jesus Christ is saying, I came to die on the cross for you, my friend. I'm going to send you another help. This is identical to me. I didn't get too specific with the Greek words here, but he was saying the same, not similar, but the same. I want something. I'm going to give you me. He's saying, God is saying, I am Jesus. Jesus is saying, I am the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. He's in you. That's powerful. That's wonderful. Because we live in a physical realm. We live in the mindset, in our soul. But we don't understand our spirit being. made up of a spirit man. Their spirit man is fellowshipping with the spirits. That's how we cultivate. The problem is we have to address what we don't already know, which is the Holy Spirit who is in you. First and foremost, say this, and then you guys accepted Jesus Christ as your one and only Savior. That's first and foremost. You must say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Spirits in this world, Jesus, come into my sins. So again, as we address this, the Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is a He and not an it. The second thing we look at is the Holy Spirit will not contradict the Bible, but rather lead us to the gospel of Jesus. Philippians chapter. The Holy Spirit, now I'm going to tell you right now, the Holy Spirit gets, in the last 100 years, there's a lot of people have been trying to address the Holy Spirit. Now, when Jesus died, it's 700 years now. Think about it. 700 years when they're trying to figure out who is God and who is Jesus. This thing called ecumenical councils where all these bishops have come in and clergy, just strong men of God would come in. For 700 years, the church was trying to figure out what the difference was. Is he the same? Similar? I just preached a little bit on that. It took them 700 years. That's a long time. It took them 1900 years, just about 100 years ago, to start even talking about the Holy Spirit. I say that to say the Holy Spirit sometimes gets messy when you deal with people like us. Faulty people. I've seen a lot of fake things out there. Talk about healings. I believe in healings. Thank you, Janice, for sharing. But there's a lot of fake things out there as well. It's called mimicry. Why would the devil not get in? Sense the enemy is going to get something messy. So people said, look, I'd rather be safe than sorry. I'd rather not go over there because some of that stuff is fake. And it is fake. Really messy. Africa, and of course in Asia, as many of us are probably familiar with, it's absolutely powerful to see people live in the spirit realm. Here in America, we don't really talk about it too much. The spirit realm is in Acts chapter 2, it talks about it. In the last days, I will fill all my people with spirits. It's really powerful. First thing we're talking about is we must understand that we must fellowship with the Holy Spirit. That's powerful. Because he's not asking, he's telling you. This is what you should be doing. But it's hard for us to understand is because we do what we've been told and how we've been doing it. I don't try to follow a doctrine. I try to follow, I'm going to read this book today, Lord. I'm going to read your Bible. Speak to me. Help me understand what you're trying to say. I don't want to go against the grain of what all everybody's saying, but I'm trying to ask, Lord, what is it you want to say? The Holy Spirit will not contradict Jesus. Will not contradict the cross. Man will. But the Holy Spirit will not. All right, and the third thing is fellowship. What is this? What is fellowship? Koinonia. It basically means, as we see up here, sharing in common. Common. The word koinonia, you hear the word coin. Money, exchange. How do we, technically back then when they wrote this, we all somehow have an exchange. The way we exchange things, of course, is through money. We share one common way of purchasing services and goods. Back then, of course, it was coins. So through money. Koinonia. And I like this word because I used to hear it churches, and they go, hey, let's go koinonia. And they start speaking Greek. I'm like, oh, you're talking about fellowship. You want to go hang out, right? You know, you don't have to use all these Christianese words. Come to somebody, hey, let's go hang out. Let's go fellowship. Let's go koinonia. Let's go share in common with each other. Like you and I are brothers in Christ. Let's go share in common. What are you talking about? Koinonia. It's a wonderful word. And when we look at it, there's two ways of looking at it. We as believers share in common the Holy Spirit. We share God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That's what we share in common. Another way you look at koinonia is joint, in this particular definition, joint participation. How do you participate in such a way? In other words, you and I will have koinonia, a fellowship over there. We do it well. And we eat well. That's what koinonia is. Sure, you know, many churches are really good at koinonia. The second way we say joint participation is a relationship this way. Particularly when I say this way, I'm talking about what's within us, right? You just said a little while ago in John chapter. In you, you need to have that participation with Him because you have a commonality with Him. He's saying, have a relationship with me, would you? So it's really powerful. I know it's kind of hard, and I know it's going to be like, well, I don't really. You must practice. Understand how powerful that is. You must take His word. Use it the way that's going to empower you. That's what fellowshipping of the Holy Spirit is. We're trying to understand, to love well, we need to know our relationship with Him. I still remember Dr. Laura, I think that's Paso Canyon. He says, look, you church, and I think he's in a Muti or something. He loves this church. He loved the koinonia. He loved the fellowship, apparently. But he did say something in the message. He said, look, church, you can either be a cruise ship or a lifeboat. You can cruise around, Christian brothers and sisters, and those who don't know Christ, yes, again, it's about the cross. Yes, you need to ask somebody, what's Jesus you're talking about? But those who've been in church for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you can cruise. Or you can be a lifeboat. You know the way you do that, to love them. Hurt them, but to love them. The way you love God is fellowshipping with Him. He's the Holy Spirit. That's key. That's huge. I don't know how you guys do that, but we have to have knowledge of Him. We have to understand Him. We have to acknowledge Him. God, Father, Lord Jesus, amen. Hey, how about me? I'm Holy Spirit. I've asked you to have a relationship with me. No, I don't want any of you, Holy Spirit. You're just a power piece. No. The Holy Spirit is a He. Speak to Him. He will guide you. He will help you. This is absolutely new to me. It really has been. 80% of my Christian walk has been never speaking to the Holy Spirit. I'm exhorting, if you may, pleading, urging, but still acknowledge the one and only Holy Spirit. I need your help. And as Janice says, you know, sometimes you may doubt when the supernatural happens. He's helping me through such difficult times. I can't explain. Already He's working in many of us. We just didn't know how to acknowledge it. That's all the Word is trying to tell you. Like, thank you so much. You're doing a good job. Can you just sit down with me? Not that He wants to, hey, call my name. Call my name. Say it. Say Holy Spirit. No, He's not saying that. He's saying, I want to fellowship with you, my friend. I want you to fellowship with me. And you'll see. You watch this empowerment, and it's already happening for some of you. As I mentioned with Janice, it's happening. I don't know how that works. You will see restoration, addictions removed, There's no systematic way where Pastor would just tell me how to do A, B, and C. No, I'm telling you. Fellowship with Him. As the Facebook said, I don't wish to serve You more, Lord. I wish to love You more. Teach me to love You more, Lord. As we see this diagram, what it's saying is, the dove is the Holy Spirit. Lord, I need You. Holy Spirit, help me. Watch. Watch what He will do. He restores. As I preached last week, remember? You actively get closer to Him. He passively gives. I can't give it to you. I can't understand how He gives it to you. So don't come to me and say, show me the A, B, and C's on how to do this. First and foremost, as I said before, if you haven't accepted Christ, you must understand who Christ Jesus is. Once you accepted Christ, which many of you I know have, speak to Him who's in you, through the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I need You. I mean, today's a bad day. It's been a bad day today. There's crazy stuff going on. You know and I know that this world is out to get you. The adversary prowls like a lion. 1 Peter, their enemy prowls like a lion, ready to devour you. Do this when you get out of here. There's other spirits in this world. I promise you this. I can guarantee you there's other evil spirits going on in this world as of now. Do it. Need Him. Many of us have. Call upon Him. Lord, gracious Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, we come to You and ask in humbleness. We don't fully say we grasp every bit of Your word, everything in this whole world we don't know. But we need Your guidance. We ask that You break through. Ask everybody to stand up as we pray. Let us all just stand. We pray, Lord, that You break every chain in our lives that doesn't come from You. In Your name, Holy Spirit, we pray that You break every chain that doesn't come from You. Lord, because we're such stubborn people, we continue to pray the same thing, but may we. Lord Jesus, we pray. Holy Spirit, we pray that You break every chain that doesn't come from You. Resentment, doubt, bitterness, anger, loneliness, depression, lust. Lord, whatever chain that holds us down that doesn't come from You, Holy Spirit, we ask that You break. Break. We ask for a breakthrough in You. Lord, we are stubborn people sometimes. You've given us free will. And we make our own choice. But Holy Spirit, we ask that You break through us. As I continue to pray, I don't think I'm a resounding gong. I'm praying because You and I, as well as myself, that is, are stubborn people. And I'm telling you, you continue to pray. If not only today for another 20 minutes, tomorrow for 2 hours, next week for a month, the following time for a year. Just keep praying. Don't stop. Holy Spirit, I need You. No distractions come upon our lives, Lord Heavenly Father. If it's not from You, break every chain.
There is power in the Holy Spirit. There's power in the Holy Spirit to break every chain, 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 break every chain.
For 20 or 30 years and you're just kind of coasting, you know, and I know that we go through difficult times, and I'm going to challenge you. We challenge people, if you haven't accepted Christ first and foremost, I'm going to ask you to come up front. No questions. But just say, Lord, I want to know who you are, Jesus. I want to know who you are. And if it's to come up here as well and say, you know what, I want to dedicate my life to you again. I do, but I don't, because you're so endless. Going to challenge you. I'm not doing this to say, well, look, Pastor, everyone's... No. If you want to challenge yourself by sitting down and raising your hand, that's fine too. But I'm challenging right now. Say, Lord, I want to rededicate my life. I want to know you, Holy Spirit. I want to know what it is to be empowered. I'm tired of the lustful eyes. I'm tired of the anger. I'm tired of the bitterness. I'm tired of the doubt. I want to know. I want to know. I need you. I'm challenging you. I believe God is challenging you. I say this before, it's so hard. The reason why I ask you to stand up is because I want you to not be inhibited. Sometimes it is hard for us because I get nervous too. I don't want to go up there. I don't want to raise my hand. You don't have to raise your hands. You're welcome. So this is open for two people. If you haven't accepted Christ into your heart, if you don't know who Jesus Christ is, I challenge you. Say, I want to know who you are. You created the world, I want to know. For you who have accepted Christ, to come up and say, look, I don't know. I trust you. Stella Falls. My life is difficult. I need you. I'm not here to... This is a challenge for you. This, Lord, I need you. I really do. Holy Spirit, I so need you. Thank you, Lord.
Every chain, break every chain.
You declare,
There is power in the Holy Spirit. There is power in the Holy Spirit. There is power in the Holy Spirit. So preach it, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Yeah. There is power in the Holy Spirit. There is power. There is power in the Holy Spirit. So break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Spirit, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you for dying for on the cross for our sins. May you restore us. May you know that we have joy in you, Lord Heavenly Father. May we continue to pray in your name. May we just realize, Lord Heavenly Father, you will never contradict yourself. We are all fallen people here, Lord Heavenly Father. Each and every person here needs you. You're the creator of the universe. Thank you. Thank you for working in us and in us, through us. We love you so much. We do. We do. We do. We do. We will continue to ask, Holy Spirit, do you break every chain that doesn't come from you? Whether it be the journey for our children, the journey to going back to the Philippines, our little baby, whatever they may be, the loneliness, the despair, the hurt, Lord, we ask that you break these things and help us understand that it's your peace that comes. An understanding, Lord Heavenly Father, that comes from you. Continue to help us understand a relationship with you. We love you, Lord. We do. We do. We do. We do. In your wonderful name we pray, Holy Spirit, God, Father, Lord Jesus. Amen.